from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, Sports Sunday. It was a funeral for Drake on Amazon the other day.
Oh, man.
And it was a funeral for the season of the Dallas Mavericks the other night as well, because the Boston Celtics, I guess they played Kendrick Lamar in this role.
Oh, they were the bullies for sure.
And they absolutely dominated on their way to an 18th title. Dominated every game but one game. And my poll question stems from the reaction of seeing the Boston Celtics and the city of Boston winning yet another title. But there is something about this Celtics team. I want to say about a month or so ago, it seems like, when we were talking about the Timberwolves-Nuggets series, I wanted to see the Nuggets come out on top. I kind of wanted to see the Nuggets win another championship because of just people never giving Jokic his due credit, even when he wins MVPs and wins a title. That was kind of the case seeing the Celtics win it this time around. Like, have you ever seen a more disrespected championship team than this Boston Celtics? Like, you know, corniness aside from Jason Tatum, but when it comes to the actual on-court basketball performance, like, that's, and I don't even know if the 2019 Raptors were disrespected as much as this Celtics team, because I mean, granted, the Raptors, everybody essentially knows, like, all right, if you're playing a fully healthy Warriors team, you're not winning that series. If you have Kevin Durant playing, if Klay Thompson doesn't tear his ACL, like, they're probably winning that series. So the Raptors, they took advantage of a less than healthy team in the Warriors, and they went and won that championship. So I'm just trying to think of past champions and comparing to this Celtics team, like, who has been more disrespected? And that's where I kind of say, like, I am happy for this particular group of Celtics team, because Jason Tatum is always in question of whether he's a star or not. Doesn't seem to matter if you're winning a championship with a deep team like this. Extremely happy for Peyton Pritchard, obviously, the hometown kid. Happy for Jaylen Brown for him having one of the best years of his career, especially after getting the bag in the offseason last year and everybody wondering if he was really worth it. Kristaps Porzingis coming back. Al Horford, after how long he's been in the league. And then Joe Mazzulla, again, guy who kind of catches strays for being a weird dude, probably justified. But again, like, it just seems like this team was just getting crapped on for the week leading up to the championship, for the entire season. And they left no doubt in this NBA Finals, Rashad.
No, it was, if you're a basketball fan, like, it was cool to see, because they did deserve it, for being real. Like, the Celtics have been the best team all year, regular 100%, season, yeah. Postseason. They've had arguably the best player all year in Jason Tatum, like 47% from the field shooting, 38% from three, like averaging 8 rebounds a game, 5 or 6 assists, like a couple, like he's doing everything that you want your superstar player to do. And then they've been in first place all season, but still there are people that are like, yeah, just don't think he's a winner. Just don't think he's a superstar. Like there's something about Jason Tatum, even though he's been to the finals before, even though he's been in the conference finals, like for the last five or like
every year, 7 years
or something like that. Like, so he's been carrying his team to this point, but guess what? Jimmy doesn't have one yet. Embiid doesn't have one yet. All those players in the Eastern Conference that are supposed to be so much better than what Jason Tatum is, they don't, they're not there. Like, this is a guy who beat Jordan to his first championship, beat Kobe to his first championship, or even tied
as far
Kobe,
as age know, goes.
As far as age,
yeah, I saw that stat, Tatum getting his first championship before like, some legends out there. It's so pretty wild.
And he's somebody that has been knocking on the door for the last few years. So this isn't a fluke that they all of a sudden got there. Like, here's somebody that's been said that Jason Tatum, like, not a closer. He, in the big moments, he kind of freezes up or he doesn't come through. And I'm like, bro, he lost like 19 games all season and then got into the postseason and lost like 5 games, you know, in between there. So this team deserves it. Like, I don't love the Celtics. You know, they're mad at Kyrie for being mad at racism. Like at the, I mean, I, essentially, like that's whole thing. Like, mind you, well, Kyrie, people can feel, you know, Kyrie.
They're more so mad at him for the whole how he went about being a Celtic, saying he wants to come back if you'll have me, and then just kind of acting like a bitch.
But even still, like initially, like anybody else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Man, they're racist, they say this, they say that, and then now we hate that player more, which is, I mean, I guess, like, to be mad at racism is you know, that's as American as apple pie, you know, type thing. So that was kind of how a lot of people kind of felt about the Kyrie situation. That said, Kyrie didn't play well at all in this series.
I think
he had one good game.
99 points on 99 shots in the NBA Finals.
That's awful.
Not efficient.
for somebody that I think a lot of people feel is the most offensively gifted player in the NBA, like, you can't come through any more than that. That defense from Boston was that good to where they stopped the most gifted player in the league offensively from really scoring the ball. Like, I felt bad for Luka at a point. It's like, he's really the only one doing anything. Nobody else could do a thing, and Luka was, like, carrying his team. It looked like 2007 LeBron in the finals. That's what it looked like.
I'm kind of confused at, like, this. It's not like a crazy screaming version of, like, you know, like the Boston Celtics are terrible from the national media, what I'm hearing. But what I'm hearing is like the national media's love for Boston, which was there like 2 months ago, you know, back in March, the Celtics were it. You know, they were the team out of the Eastern Conference, and I think possibly the guaranteed NBA championship. If you go back and listen to any of those guys talking every day, or gals just saying like, you know what, the Celtics are the team. Can't anybody untopple them? And now 2 months later, and I remember around that time, ESPN's Tim Legler said something about like he wanted to talk about Pacers basketball more, how they were having such an amazing season. The national media basically being told from the executives at the top of these companies, the Pacers are boring. And now I kind of feel like the same thing has happened because the NBA finals were kind of boring in our opinions. That their run through the playoffs, I guess some people are saying, is boring, just not grabbing enough eyes, that the shine has worn off on the Celtics, and now we're all just about the Mavericks and what they should have done and why Kyrie didn't play better and why Luka isn't more mature. So I just feel like we're kind of on this shiny new thing, you know, with the media day to day. And it's frustrating because literally we are 2 months ago removed from an entirely different conversation about the Celtics, basically revolving around them being the unbeatable team this season.
I'll go one further for you. We're 2.5 weeks removed from Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves.
Yeah, at least you didn't say Anthony Bennett.
My gosh.
Okay, that's true.
Being the face of the NBA and being the next great thing, and they beat Denver, so they're definitely going to win a championship. They just beat Denver. They dominated them fools, you know, for the most part. And their wins, like, they weren't super, super close, you know, in a lot of those. And so, you know, it was kind of one of those things, like, we were ready to move on to that next shiny thing. It's crazy that the next big shiny thing is Boston, though. It's like the next, oh man, this up and coming team, the Lakers, man, we're going to have to really see what they do.
And now we have to all start the conversation. Is this team going to be a dynasty? Like, can't ever just be, which is.
Are they kind of not already, like, they had to win one, but they're a team that we knew could compete and win a championship. And they finally got there. And it'd be different if it was like a slow build. When the Warriors won that first one, it was like, first year they were together, second round exit in 6 games. Okay, cool. All of a sudden they go on this historic run that nobody ever saw coming, you know, and we claim that a dynasty after 2 rings. Here's a team that's been in the conference finals since Jason Tatum was 19, 20, or however old he was. And now here he is, he's 26, and he's got his first championship and everything. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the dynasty started when they won this one because honestly,
you gotta have
multiple championships, but they've at least had a shot at one other championship and they didn't get that. And so they got this one. They win one more. Like, how many did Paul Pierce win?
We'll have to see in time again. Like, I think the whole dynasty thing starts with 3, quite honestly. Like 3 and 4, 3 and 5 years, but
so you don't think Miami was a dynasty?
Miami, like the LeBron Miami.
Yeah.
No,
they didn't win 3.
They went to four, and they won two.
But
the conversation was worthy of having because they won the second one. I think that's when, in my opinion, the conversation should start when you win the second.
If that's the case, then how many teams actually have like 3 that we can say, yep, dynasty? The Warriors,
Lakers, Bulls.
Celtics, Bulls,
back in the day.
Lakers is a hodgepodge of a bunch of different, like, great, you know,
but even Shaq and Kobe, Lakers won 3.
They won 3, but again, Ellis is short of Tim Duncan and the Spurs.
That's like, why you just two. Can't that, throw around that title willy-nilly.
I believe that.
Sacred
but, you
ground.
Know, at the same time, I think, you know, winning a championship is tougher than people think. And like to be able to at least compete for them and then get for, I've asked to put you somewhere. Are the Pistons a dynasty?
Oh, absolutely not.
The 90s
the Bad
Pistons?
Boys Pistons.
No.
No. They didn't get
great era, but
they,
yeah.
They're the only team to beat the Celtics, the Lakers and the Bulls.
Did they win 3? I thought they won 2.
They won 2 and they competed won 2. For 4 or which, competed for 3.
Yeah,
so.
Which all was right. the start of the conversation, but unfortunately it's just we're talking the elite of the elite when it comes to dynasties.
All right. All right, reel it in.
No.
We got a break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.